This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tens of thousands of the babies born each year had a little extra help along the way from in vitro fertilization, where the sperm and the egg first meet in a piece of medical equipment. Often, in vitro clinics will transfer more than one embryo at a time, but a new statement from the National Perinatal Association says this practice can cause problems for mothers and babies. Sally Herships reports.
When Megan Wood was 26, she and her husband tried to get pregnant, but no luck. After 3 years of pursuing less expensive medical options, they tried in vitro fertilization and got some news.
I was laying on the table, and I remember the ultrasound tech looking over at my husband saying, "Did you see that?"
Wood and her husband had transplanted two embryos hoping for one healthy baby, a decision she says they discussed at great length. But embryos can split. Here's one of Wood's daughters.
It's kind of magic being a triplet baby.
Did you hear that? She says it's kind of magic being a triplet baby.
The National Perinatal Association says transferring more than one embryo often results in twins or triplets, which can mean dangerous and expensive births. Only 15 states require insurance coverage for infertility. Wood's IVF wasn't covered. One cycle cost $25,000, a big reason she and her husband decided to transfer more than one embryo.
Certainly, when you're gambling that much money at just a chance to get pregnant, you want your odds to be as good as possible.
Wood's triplets, now five, were born 2 months early and went to the neonatal intensive care unit. The NPA says the average cost for multiple births is 20 times higher than just one baby, up to $400,000 per triplet. Erica Goyer is director of a nonprofit called Hand to Hold. It works with families dealing with difficult pregnancy. She's also Megan Wood's sister. Goyer says multiple births from IVF can bankrupt families.
Here, it's not uncommon for babies to go home on heart monitors or with breathing support.
Goyer says the NPA's suggestion to transfer just one embryo is tough. Emotionally, she understands why families use more. But clinically, she says the safest choice is one. Goyer says a lot of ethical decisions about in vitro fertilization need to be discussed.
And at this point, those decisions are being made by the marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.